Hey guys, we are back again. Thanks for the subscription. So in this episode, we haven't titled it yet, but we will be discussing Gloucester, not Gloucester. I was corrected on that. It's not Gloucester, it's Gloucester. So, anyone want to start off with their opinions? Or their thought process?
Okay, so in this act, this is the act where Gloucester finds out the truth about his sons and finds out that Edmund was just like not taking advantage.
That's a recap. We'll go in depth.
So first question is, how does the time period affect the character? So anybody wanna?
Well, the time period. Okay. Well, this is the act where Gloucester becomes blind, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of, you know, he goes blind, but at the same time, the truth is revealed. Hi, Miss Wethgetchel.
How do I pause it?
How do
I
pause it?
This is precious time. There's no, it's stop. Just ask us.
I was going to say something about the time period. It's set in pagan England.
Yes.
Right? So
of
how
course.
Would Christians in the Renaissance view Gloucester's suicide?
Oh, they think
and
he'd go
does,
to hell.
How does Shakespeare circumvent that?
Mm-hmm. Wait, Gloucester's suicide?
He killed himself?
Potential suicide.
Oh, he wanted to kill himself.
Up until this act, I knew that too.
He wants to kill himself because of what he did, and he believed that he didn't deserve to be forgiven, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
And
yeah. Well, that would be seen as an abomination, right? Because Chris...
Yes. Well, also, the fact... Wait, Gloucester had an affair, so, like, also that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much as unholy as you can get. Like, you're... You're going to hell.
Yeah.
I think
according to Christian belief.
Yeah, I think the character that changed the most is Gloucester. Like, he quickly changed his mindset, and I think he grew a lot in that sense compared to Lear, who he took a long time to realize the truth.
Yeah. It happened sooner for Gloucester than it did for Lear.
Mm-hmm.
Gloucester saw the truth of his situation before Lear did.
And the transition was a lot quicker as well because, like, as soon as he found out, his whole view just changed immediately, whereas with Lear, it took him a while. Like, he had to go through a whole process before he was actually, like, able to realize what
and
the truth was.
Lear kind of went insane, too, right?
Yeah,
whereas, like, Gloucester didn't.
Yeah, and Gloucester found out the truth after he was blind, which is kind of ironic.
Yeah, and it's like kind of like how Oedipus too, whenever like kind of tying into that, how he was blind.
Yeah.
And he got
Oedipus,
his eyes out too.
Nice
yes.
one. So we have a lot of Oedipus, and we have a lot of allusions to the Bible.
Yes.
Right. A lot of Jesus Christ references, especially, well, I know this isn't about Cordelia, but Cordelia being portrayed as holy and as a martyr. So how can we tie this to thematic statements? How can we really go in depth?
Well, I think the theme for this act is basically finding out the truth or
blindness, right?
Yeah, blindness, exactly. Yeah. And
maybe a theme could be because I really do think this whole act is about Gloucester and how. Hi, Miss Smith. And how Miss Smith is the greatest teacher. If anyone who is a junior hears this, you should take her AP seminar class next year. I need her to hear that. So, okay. Right, Alex?
Yep,
AP seminar?
I agree.
All right.
So back to
the podcast.
I mean, King Lear.
Okay. So, wow, I lost my train of thought. So, okay, I do think the whole act is about Gloucester. Like, it has to be, because this is... he finds out the truth once he goes blind. Okay, it took him... He had to go blind before he found the truth. He had to make that sacrifice. So could Shakespeare be trying to say something along the lines of, oh, in order to see the truth, or in order to find the truth, you have to make the ultimate sacrifice?
Yeah, as well as Lear, his main sacrifice was really his dignity and his titles and everything.
Yeah.
He was, like, stripped of everything.
Could that also... I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
could that also be an allusion to the Bible? Like, you have to go through life to, like, see the light. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to go through that pain to, like, see that glory.
Yeah, like that whole saying, as I walk through the valley. No, wait, that's a different Bible. Yeah, you have to, it's always, you have to go through the storm in order to get to the light mm-hmm. or whatever.
There's always a rainbow after it rains. Mm-hmm.
And you could show you how your pettiness and your, I don't know, misconduct can mm-hmm. lead to serious consequences or can have an after effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's not for us.
Also, Gloucester's loyalty, like, kind of brought him into, like, this fate of, like, his blindness. So, like, what do you guys think?
Oh, yeah. So, the whole... Gloucester was loyal to Lear, mm-hmm. right?
So, literally,
and look how he ended up. He ended up blind. He ended up with his eyes gouged out, like Oedipus. So, if you're loyal to the wrong people, basically, could Shakespeare be trying to say, if you don't place your loyalty in the right places, it's going to backfire.
It's like, yeah, if you can't...
You're going to end up hurt.
If you can't see it yourself, then, like, he'll find a way... Fate will find a way to make you see things, but you'll have to pay for it.
I feel like he didn't even see Lear as a bad person.
He didn't.
Because if he did see him as a bad person, why would he stick with him mm-hmm. up until this point?
Well, like Edmund, he didn't realize he was like the bad person until later on. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe.
So then what like really causes a person not to see what they're doing wrong? Like Edmund and Lear. How could they genuinely have that mentality of like, oh, I'm not hurting anybody?
Narcissism,
egotism. Okay. Well, Gloucester didn't really do that to anyone, like because he was fooled. It's like Lear and Edmund were kind of fooling themselves. Like Lear made himself blind. He genuinely thought he was correct to, you know, disown Cordelia and whatnot, but. Edmund was the one fooling Gloucester. Mm-hmm. So technically it wasn't his fault. And that's the difference between him and Lear. Because it was Lear's own fault for disowning Cordelia and being too prideful and too arrogant. Whereas Gloucester was genuinely innocent.
But also, he was fooled by his daughters, Lear.
Yeah, okay, so Lear was fooled by his daughters afterwards. After he treated Cordelia super bad.
Yeah, and they both didn't realize what they were up to.
Yeah. Yes.
I think in this act, the characters like Kent, Cordelia, and Gloucester changed a lot. Kent also changed his loyalty to.
Well, he basically went, yeah, because he went under the whole disguise. Mm-hmm. Hi, Miss Marquetto, again. Okay, can we tie it to like actual life?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So how can we relate it to nowadays, like this time period?
That's on you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to. This is what we're discussing.
I think in a way, like when people are. Like when you hang around the wrong kind of people, like, you know, the people that aren't good for you.
Yeah, like, okay, here at school, all schools have cliques, basically. I mean, or at least most of them. Isn't there that saying, like, you are who you hang out with? Mm-hmm. And can't that tie into loyalty, too? Like, okay, so, okay.
Gloucester is who he hangs out with.
Exactly. Like, no, so
Lear's loyal.
Yeah, initially, like, okay, the people who were loyal to Lear, like Kent and whatnot. If you're loyal to someone, that means you're supporting their actions, no matter what. So you're supporting like the innocent, or you're supporting Cordelia being harmed, basically, even though she's innocent, because you are who you hang out with. So, like here at school, if you're friends with a bully, even though they're super mean to someone and they pick on someone, like you're an accomplice. You know, you are who you hang out with. Thematic statement.
And just like Gloucester and Kent never really told Lear, like, you're in the wrong. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, bringing that into, like, real-world situations. Like, if you don't tell your friend, like, hey, like, that's not right. Like,
which, in a sense, isn't it kind of ironic? Because Kent defended Cordelia, but yet he remained loyal to Lear, mm-hmm. which is contradictory because, like...
He knew it was wrong.
Yeah, because if you're... Wrong. Yeah, but he did try... Oh, it's Gambetos. He did try to tell Lear, and that's why he was...
Yeah,
he was
kind
of cast out. Yeah.
Yeah. Kent, yes. First, I think he wanted to remain loyal because he felt like King Lear could change, maybe.
That's true. So maybe what Shakespeare is trying to say, in addition with loyalty, is like, you know, even if a person is doing wrong, you can still be loyal to them so you can help them change. Because that's what Kent was trying to do. Kent was trying to show Lear, hey, you know, you're wrong, but I care about you so much, let me help you, you know.
Wait,
true friendship
to like disguise, right?
Yeah.
Oh well, that's like in real life too, when you're like with like being with someone, hanging out with them,
you change your personality.
Yeah, you start changing, other people notice as well.
Yeah
and you start being different.
How do you do that on your computer? I want to see the second. Wait, that has nothing to do with the podcast. I'm sorry.
Wait, I think the bell's gonna ring.
Yeah. Oh yeah, well we're at 11:12. Okay, bye guys. Thank you for joining our episode. We're gonna title it soon. Maybe Gloucester.
Something.
Gloucester, more like Bowser from Mario, right? No? Okay, sorry. Okay, bye. Wait, how do you end it?